Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Ragovin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Ragovin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Dropo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ragovin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball towards right. Mealy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mealy. Del Singh goes all the way around to score. Batts moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batts moves to third. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Ragovin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws to second. Friend drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Friend. Lawler scores. Fain moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Raghavan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0 for 1 in the game. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Batts reaches second base with a double. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Batts scores. Friend moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Friend scores. Heft moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Connie Johnson now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft scores. Keen moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Keen moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Bucca now catching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend misplays the ball. That's an error on Friend. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Connie Johnson. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-to-4, Tigers. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.